FM's Tom and Ollie can be naughty boys with naughty questions. That's why the following content is rated naughty.
Buckle up, kids.
All ears proceed past this point at their own risk.
Say, kids, what time is it?
She said 9 o'clock.
Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's naughty after nine.
An hour to go with Tom and Ollie on Triple M. And I should say, by the way, we're pretty excited because we're coming to Thursday nights.
Woo!
In a couple of weeks.
We'll be here Thursday from this Thursday.
No.
Well, kind of.
Well, no, we're, this Thursday and next Thursday, we're reliving some of your best calls on 133353. We just hear some insane stuff. And there'll be a special Naughty After Nine edition of some of the highlights we've heard, like John who pooped on his own bloody rug.
On his own rug when he was sick in front of his family.
Insane
so
stuff.
We are here on Thursday, just not live.
In a couple of weeks, we'll be live, though, on Thursday.
Oh, nights, yeah.
Which is very exciting. Hey, tonight, Naughty After Nine. This is going to be interesting in half an hour. We're going to ask you to talk dirty to us.
Yeah.
Aren't we?
We want you to call and talk dirty to us.
Which is going to be interesting.
And to see if you can get us going. Try and get us in the mood.
Try and get us...
So we can go home and have some fun.
No.
No, I mean, just get in the mood.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't mean like...
Okay.
Yeah.
Shut. 133353, I want to know who found your porn stash. Who found your porn stash?
Tom, I've already told you this story before, and I'll tell it again in a minute, but an old, old friend of mine in primary school... His dad found my porn stash. The circumstances I'll reveal up next.
Oh,
it's very
God.
Embarrassing. It's very awkward. I was about 13 years old.
Oh,
peak time for that kind of stuff to happen. But who found your porn stash? 133353.
Oh,
who discovered it? Was it magazines? Was it online?
133353. Tom and Ollie. Triple M. Science fiction. Divinals. Tom and Ollie on Triple M after 9 o'clock. If you guys are easily offended, then there's a little off button on your radio. Press that because it gets pretty full on.
Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's Naughty After Nine.
Quite a big button, I would have thought, Tom. The off button? That's all right.
Not on a car stereo. Sometimes on a car stereo.
Is there a bigger button than the off button? Surely not.
On a car stereo, sometimes it's the most difficult button to find. It's like, how do I turn this thing off?
My biggest button is mega bass. So take that.
It's because you're a lad.
Yeah,
you're a bro.
It's because I'm a sicked up guy with a cool car.
Mate, you don't have to tell me.
You've seen my Astra. It's got a good sound system. Anyway, 133353. Who found your porn stash? Did somebody find a porn stash of yours?
Call now.
You might win a prize.
No.
Asterix,
no,
you won't win a prize.
Not.
But call now because, look, plenty of lines open. Let's just say that. I was 13. My school friend, my primary school friend Sam, his dad was our IT guy. Not a great crossover of skills because Sam's dad came round. He'd heard about a computer being very slow. Mum had said, Danny, can you come round? Our computer's slow. So Danny comes round. He's a fun dad. He's kind of cheeky, right? So I like him. But he No, he's... He cleans the computer, right? He puts all the Norton antiviruses back on. It was obviously a PC.
Of course.
And he's leaving the house and he goes, right, it's all cleaned up. You're welcome. Now, Ollie, I know what you had on there. I know what you like.
Oh, my God.
Those sexy MILFs or whatever it was.
Oh, God.
And stop searching for them because that's what's making your computer slow.
Oh, God.
And it was like, all right, yeah, see you, Danny. Thanks.
Oh,
in front of my mum.
In front of your mum?
In front of mum. And in front of my primary school friend.
Not in front of Sam.
He doesn't care. He's like, I know what you're doing. I get it.
You were doing it with him.
Sometimes.
Who have you masturbated with?
Sometimes, yeah.
Actually?
Yeah, I think when we were younger, we were searching together. We weren't going full at it together, but we were definitely co-searching.
Co-searching?
Bit of a co-pilot in the searching, you know what I mean?
Yeah, right.
Just exploratory, you know? It's primary school.
Going skiing.
No, the point is we weren't skiing.
Oh, right.
I'm saying we weren't doing that.
You were surfing. Surfing the net.
We were surfing. We weren't skiing. We were surfing.
Okay, if you can't tell, we're padding because I'm 133353. Apparently, no one's found your porn stash.
Oh, is it just me? That's embarrassing.
It's definitely just you. I was always clever enough to hide mine in...
Oh, really? You had a hidden folder? Aren't you clever?
Documents.
We all did.
Utilities. Old utilities.
Nah, I had documents, 2008, semester one, English. These are all subfolders. English, unused. English, never look at this folder again. It's got lots of porn in it.
If you can, you know, two reasons to call right now. 133353, who found your porn stash? Or I'd like to hear what you labelled your porn stash on your computer.
Where slash how did you hide it?
Where slash how did you hide your porn stash? Yeah. Or who found it. 133353. You're with Tom and Ollie on Triple M with Naughty after nine. You've got to love your huddle. You've got to love your hideaway.
Good stuff.
Any better?
You're Tom a professional.
Am I? I am.
Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie. Oh. Naughty after nine.
You are with Tom and Ollie on Triple M, Naughty After Nine. If you're easily offended, not the best time to be listening in, so switch off if you're easily offended. We're asking on 133353, who found your porn stash, or what did you label your porn stash, or how did you hide your porn stash?
How did you hide your porn stash? It could have been online or like virtual, like mine was and ours was, the folders, Tom, the hidden folders.
Mine was in utilities.
Yeah.
Utilities.
Utilities is clever, because no one's going there.
Who's going into utilities?
Should
no one.
Should have put it in like a cache file, you know what I mean?
Oh, utilities? Cached utilities? Yeah. Imagine cached utilities. No one's looking in there.
Oh, like tax? No one's looking at that, am I right? Everyone hates their tax. That's relatable. You know what I mean? Thank you.
Hey,
thank
Mitch.
Hey.
Hey.
It's me again.
What are you doing, Mitch?
Hey, Mitch, how are you?
Well, I'm good, but it's actually me this time.
Oh, good, Mitch. Good. Who found your porn stash, or what did you label it? What are you calling for?
Well, about our porn stash getting busted.
Oh, someone found it, Mitch.
No, Mitch.
And you say, yeah. Ow, who are you sharing with?
My little school friends. We used to play down the park, and then when we went to the toilet,
yeah.
There used to be always a magazine every day behind the toilet, yes, Ben?
Good.
Right. And back then, because we were eight, we had no idea why you'd leave it in the toilet. So we used to look at it and go, oh, that's cool, take it back to his place, underneath his house. Then we'd charge the other kids from school 20 cents for viewing.
Oh, my God.
Mate, you're the original, you're the original pay-per-view.
Yes.
You're
it
Hemner.
Went good. It went good for nearly a year until they got the pest control guy out there.
Oh no!
Oh, he found
and
it.
Then, loved yeah, it. And then one thing led to another. Yeah, told his mum, and the mum said, "Well, what is it?" And he bought it out. Yeah, I didn't go to his house for a while after that.
Oh God, that pest control's taking a long time under the house.
He did.
Although I can hear those rats scattering around as well. That's strange.
They were banging everywhere.
On you, Mitch.
Good. Now, Dave, you've had your porn stash found, have you?
Not exactly. I actually found my son's porn stash.
Oh, awkward.
Oh, Dave.
Yeah, well, yeah, yes and no. But look, I have to admit, he was, just a normal 15-year-old boy. But much like your own story, where there was a bit of a problem with the computer and he asked me to have a look at it.
Yeah, it slows down after a while.
Well, that's it. And he had it labelled in a folder called porn on the desktop.
Is your son not very smart, Dave?
I just don't think he expected me to ever look at it.
Who calls it porn on a computer? That's so dumb.
I don't know. Well, you know, there's truth in advertising, I suppose.
Dave, I'm a grown man, and I own my own computer. Nobody else would use my own computer. I'm still using private browsing and hiding it in utilities. I mean, your son is silly.
I've got more than one son, and in some ways they're not... They're great kids and all the rest of it. And he's a very intelligent young man, but I tell you, this thing just slipped right past his own intelligence.
Like father, like son, hey, Dave?
Oh, good on you, Dave. Yeah. Jason on 133353, you've got a similar story.
I have, guys. How are you going?
Yeah, good, mate. I should say a content warning. Did you find your son's porn stash as well?
Oh, no, he actually found mine.
Oh, no.
Because he's got his own PlayStation 3, and I've got mine, which mine's hooked up to surround sound.
Oh, wow.
And of course, when I'm home on my own, I do my things, and he does his. And there was one weekend that we were home by ourselves, and he didn't like the fact he was playing his game on his PlayStation, so he wanted to use surround sound. So I said, okay, no worries. So I went out, made the lawns. Cut a long story short, I've come inside to get a drink and whatever, because I'm just like sweating, as you do when you're mowing the lawn.
Yeah, and he's sweating.
Oh, yeah. But I walk in the laundry room and I can hear this. But yet it was only the pictures of the games. He didn't know how to turn off the sound.
Oh, your videos were playing sound over his game.
Oh, were they what? And have you ever seen a freshly growing tomato, the colour of a freshly growing tomato?
Yeah, I have. A truss.
Because that's the colour his face went.
So was he sitting there pretending it wasn't happening, or he just didn't know where the sound was coming from?
Oh, he knew damn well where it was coming from.
And yet he gamed on.
Oh, he tried to say, I don't know where it's coming from. And I clicked back to the screen and said, Now you tell me you don't know where it's coming from, mate, because you've gone straight into where all my videos are. So
he'd been having a squeeze, and when you came in, he went back to the game, did he?
Oh, yeah, he tried to.
Yeah. Yeah. You caught him. You caught him with your pawn, so you can't really be too angry at him.
Thanks, Jason. Maybe try keeping it somewhere else, mate. 133353. Who found your pawn stash? What do you label it?
How do you hide it?
How do you hide it?
I want to hear more hidden stories.
Yeah, good.
More intricate hiding places of porn.
It's Tom and Ollie on Triple M with Naughty After Nine. Dream on, Aerosmith. Tom and Ollie on Triple M. We're going to ask you to talk dirty to us soon, which is going to be very, very interesting.
Yeah.
Of course, Naughty After Nine.
Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's Naughty After Nine.
And a content warning, content warning, content warning.
Two reasons to call here. Have you either had your stash discovered by someone, your porn stash, not your mustache, that's easy to find. Or have you, what was the other question, Tom?
What have you labelled your porn?
What have you labelled or have you hidden it?
Have you hidden it?
Now, Zane on Facebook has given us some advice on
some live feedback.
How to do radio.
Yeah,
yep.
Great.
Zane said, guys, it's 2017, basically. Why don't you try expanding your question? Stashes are old hat. It's all online these days. Well, that's why the question does include how do you hide it, you know, folders, inclusive of all that stuff. So,
right now though, who found your porn stash, Paul?
Look, didn't find mine. I found my old housemate's porn stash on his computer.
Okay,
was it good stuff or what was it?
Going back a long time ago, I noticed he had a file on his computer. It was a shared computer. It was his, but it was kind of shared. But he had learned to speak French, and I'm thinking, he's not learning to speak French, so. There was, you know, a couple of folders in there and I kept delving and I think there's nothing in these, and then all of a sudden I find a Paris Hilton video that she made a long time ago. That's why it was under French. Paris.
One Night in Paris.
Yeah. And then as I looked through it, there was some more files in there, and anyway, I played a bit of a trick on it. There was this screensaver thing that, you know, would pop up watching porn flashing on the screen. I relabeled one of his files that. So when he clicked on it, the whole screen popped up, downloading porn or whatever it was back in the day.
Yeah, prankster Paul.
Yeah, good on you, Paul.
Yeah, well done.
Jack.
Original prankster.
Did you find someone's porn stash or did someone find yours?
Somebody found mine. School IT guy.
Jack Court having a jack.
Yes, yeah. Unfortunately.
Yeah. Well, so on a school computer or which computer?
No, it was my computer, so we had sort of laptop programs. And I was lucky enough that the school IT guy was actually a friend of my dad's. So with that sort of stuff, they usually have to report it to higher up in the food chain.
Really?
And he sort of mentioned it to me, old man, and deleted everything.
Bit of a backroom deal.
Yeah, I sort of slipped under the table, which is nice.
Yeah, good.
The amount of porn that a school IT guy would see would be insane.
Oh, for sure.
As in their line of work or just in their spare
time?
They're
just guys that love to go out at home.
Classic stereotype.
Phoenix, you've found someone's porn stash?
Yeah, I found my partner's porn stash, which wouldn't have been such a problem, except for it was tranny porn.
Okay.
Getting around the tranny porn. Okay.
Yeah, that's apparently cool, right? It just popped up in the browser.
Okay. Is
that what these things do. Yeah.
Not as bad as finding, you know, gay porn would be more of a real hard one to work out with, wouldn't it, Phoenix?
Well, I don't know. Tranny was pretty, pretty confronting.
Yeah.
Made me wonder, you know, am I missing a bit?
Did you have a chat, Phoenix? Did you have a chat to him about it?
We did. But as I said, it just popped up in the browser. Yeah. And funnily enough, it was halfway through the video. So quite sure how that happened. Oh, but
did he say it was part of an ongoing, you know, fascination, or was it a once off, or what did he say?
No, he just totally denied it. He literally said it just popped up.
Phoenix, I reckon have a chat to him if he likes it. Get around it. Embrace it. Go with it.
Yeah, why not? I'll give anything a go.
Yesterday, Tom, on the show, you were Dr. Tom doing your sex tips and sex advice.
Just like Tony Jones.
With Phoenix's situation there, would you advise that Phoenix can help that situation?
Phoenix, you don't want to just push that down. You don't want to get rid of that. You want to embrace that, and you want to have a chat about that, and you want to go, hey, if you're into it, let's get amongst it.
I'm open to it. Yeah. I'm actually open to it. Like, you know, you've got everything there. You've got tits and a dick.
Yeah,
like,
good call.
Can't be bad. Can't be bad.
So is the logical extension a strap-on, I'm guessing? I don't know.
Well, the logical extension would be to watch the transsexual porn with him.
Oh, okay, yep.
Yeah, yeah, that's not a bad idea.
You know, Phoenix, you know what we're like? We're all about everything on this show. We bloody embrace everything.
Oh, I know you do. I've rung him before.
Legend, Phoenix. Thank you very much.
Let's have a good night.
You too. You too, Phoenix. Mate.
There's more of this. There's more here. Should we stick on this?
Yeah, let's stick on it.
Hidden porn stashes. Were your porn stashes discovered? Or the other question, which I keep forgetting.
Oh, God, but don't say it. 133353, who found your porn stash? Tom and Ollie on Triple M with Naughty after 9.
Triple M's Tom and Ollie can be naughty boys with naughty questions. That's why the following content is rated naughty.
Buckle up, kids.
All ears proceed past this point at their own risk.
Say, kids, what time is it?
She said 9 o'clock.
Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's Naughty After 9.
Naughty After 9, baby, and things are getting sexy. Too much is happening with Who Found Your Porn Stash, so we're going to keep going.
Yes.
Tyler on 133353, who found your porn stash?
Yeah, g'day, boys. How we doing?
Yeah, great.
Oh, good, Tyler.
All right, so this is a bit of, it's all among the lines of finding porn. So,
yeah. I should say content warning. Go for it.
Yeah. So I'm having a co-surf with one of my mates, right? We're about 11 or 12 at the time. So
I'm sorry, having a what?
A co-surf, mate. He's having a co-surf. Yeah. He's surfing the net with his mate.
Like what I was doing. Yeah,
exactly.
Cool.
Yeah, so that's all good. We're having a bit of fun. Not going too far with
skiing,
but,
are we? Or?
Nah, okay. having a bit of a look. So, all is well. No one finds it. About a month later, I go back to the mate's house and their mother sits me down. Okay. So they're just like, okay, that, we understand that you're boys, you're a bit young, but this kind of stuff is fine, I guess.
Yeah.
But we found out that my husband's credit card has been charged because they've been buying stuff with the credit card.
Were you buying porn?
No, it was the mate. My mate did it, and he was the one, he dobbed me in for it.
Oh, he blamed you.
He ratted you out.
Yeah, he blamed me because I had introduced him to it. But yeah, so.
He spoiled me. He tarnished me.
Did you get punished?
No, I had to deal with the complete dead silence awkwardness for the next 5 minutes and every other time that I went there.
You just say, you know what, Dad, it's pocket money, you know?
Totally.
It's pocket money. Oh, I needed to buy some porn. It's all normal. It's all fair in love and war.
Who found your porn stash or did you find someone else's? 133353, Tom and Ollie, Triple M with Naughty After 9. Pure Morning Placebo. G'day, Tom and Ollie on Triple M. We are going to ask you to talk dirty to us quite soon, but...
if you're good at it, stick around.
Hopefully.
We need good, dirty talkers.
Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's Naughty After 9.
Of course, content warning, all that jazz, so turn off if you...
Oh, sorry, it's just playing guitar.
Ollie, you need to stop playing guitar to our producer, Belle, as well. I know you're doing that
thing.
You jump onto our Instagram, at Tom and Ollie, and you just see ridiculous stories of Ollie playing guitar to our producer Belle. You need to stop it. It's getting
That's
creepy.
That's a private thing between me and Belle.
No, it's not. You ask me to film it every night and I just can't
Don't film it. I don't want you to film it. But speaking of online, we are on social media, Facebook as well, where you can get in touch. And Michael was working on a house. He said, I found this porn stash under a house.
Oh, brilliant.
Working at it.
Which is what we're asking. Have you found a porn stash?
Yeah, very retro style. One of the names of the porn hose. Yeah. I know, I feel bad saying it. It's too weird. I can't say it. But it was quite retro.
Nah, say it. Content warning. If you're easily offended, switch off now. What was the name of the porn?
Young Chicks, Old Dicks. And Stephen also messaged saying, best way to hide porn on a PC is to change the folder name to recycle bin and change the icon to the bin icon and hide the actual recycle bin.
Yeah, I've changed the icon before as well.
Have you?
It's clever stuff, mate.
You're just clever.
It's just tech.
Change
you know?
It to Firefox.
Hey, Daniel on 133353.
Firefox! Change it to user profile.
Hey, Daniel.
How are we?
Good.
Daniel. Good, mate. Have you found someone's porn stash or did someone find yours?
So we found someone. It's a bit the opposite of one of the blokes who rang up earlier. We found our teacher's porn stash at school.
No,
that is complicating. What's the word?
God.
condemning? I don't know. It's really bad.
Good.
Yeah, so we rocked up start of term and we noticed that there was a new share drive on the computer network. So being inquisitive young blokes, we clicked through and, found a variety of pictures there.
Jesus Christ.
Was it his computer, sorry?
No. It was access on any of the any computer through the whole school. So it was a network drive.
Why did he do it on the network drive?
Generously. Like, just share it around.
Not a very smart man.
No, apparently
not. Did he get laid off? Because you probably would, you know, these days, definitely.
Look, we don't know who actually put it on there.
Right.
We didn't really care once we found it.
It was just shared teacher porn.
And, of course, everybody brings in their USB sticks the next day and just starts downloading that kind of stuff.
Rip it.
Michael on 133353, who found your porn stash?
Oh, my mother actually found it.
Oh, it's not fun, is it? How did she go about it? Was she nice about it or pretty awkward?
Oh, it was pretty awkward, I've got to say. I was searching on a Sunday night, having a bit of a cruise on the old web.
Mate, love cruising.
And then I was looking at just pictures, and I was pressing save as. But what I didn't realize was I was actually pressing print.
And so, was she by the printer?
She wasn't by the printer yet. But the next day, I get in the car, get picked up, and she said, "Oh, you want to talk to me about something?" And I said, "Oh, what?" And she said, "Well, I just turned the printer on today, and some stuff started coming out."
Oh my god!
And there's like an A4 ream of porn that you've printed off.
Yeah, pretty much. There's a few pictures, a few choice ones.
Oh my god! Just printing.
Wasn't me, Mum. It was Dad.
Image after image. That's insane.
Amazing.
I love that.
Now, Darren, were you caught with porn or something different?
I wasn't caught with porn so much, but I got caught with a piece of soap. I kept putting the hole in the middle of the soap when I was having a shower.
That's true.
And me old man didn't say anything because he was being nice to me.
Oh,
but he actually caught me out a bit later on, caught me with my dick in the middle of the soap.
Oh, it was a penis-sized hole, was it?
Yes, exactly.
Jesus. You were caught soap-handed, could say.
Yeah, yeah. Probably about a year on from putting holes in the soap, he actually caught me a bit later on.
And was he trying to catch you, or why is this?
No, I don't think he was trying to catch me, but he I think he knew, but he just wanted to say, "Mate, just leave the soap alone." I don't know.
Was it shared soap?
Oh, it was shared soap.
Oh, yeah. I've got sensitive skin, so I could never do that.
Oh, yeah, wasn't your old fella a bit rough after that? Like, a bit dry?
Yeah, no.
Just pushed through the pain.
It was Palmolive. It was a nice.
Yes.
Nice win for Palmolive to get a mention there in a masturbation break.
Send this to Palmolive. They'll love it. They'll love hearing that their soap is being used.
They do great work.
They're a great soap.
The liquid soap's not as good for that kind of thing.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Darren.
Thank you, Darren.
Thank you so much for sharing. All right, here's the deal, Ollie. We want to try something here. We want to try something a bit weird.
Are you a good dirty talker?
Yeah. We expect a lot from you, but 133353, it's going to be a long shot. You're good at talking dirty. You're good at ripping out the dirty talk.
Because I'm not, and I don't buy into it. I don't think it really works.
I know what you mean.
Particularly on the phone.
So
sexy phone chat doesn't do it for me.
So 133353, if you're good at talking dirty, we want to hear from you. 133353. Chuck those numbers in your phone if you've ever done the dirty talk. Maybe you've done phone sex with your partner or something before.
Yeah.
Talk dirty to us.
And you're happy to share a bit with us.
133353. Tom and Ollie on Triple M with Naughty after 9. New U2 now. Oh, that's hard. That's hard.
New U2.
New U2.
New U2. Try saying that pretty fast. You're the best thing about me. Tom and Ollie on Triple M. After 9 o'clock, we must stress that there is a content warning. So if you're easily offended, turn off.
Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's Naughty After 9.
133353. We're asking something pretty big here. We want you to talk dirty to us.
First up, I want to know if you're a fan of phone sex. If you're into the phone sex and if you're into talking dirty down the line, maybe it's either a video chat or just the phone. Because I don't really understand how that can be that good. I mean, I think I've given it a go and I've just gone, nah, it's not really doing it for me. So I don't quite get the concept.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Talk dirty to me. Just trying to get this. Real Triple M music.
Oh, this is classic Triple M.
It's Jason Derulo.
Is it?
Yeah.
Jason Derulo. So are you good at sex talk? Do you like it on the phone? I don't know. I'm not convinced, but Anna, maybe you can prove me wrong here. Anna, are you into phone sex?
Yeah, I love it.
Oh, well, I'm already on board. That's, you got a good voice for it, Anna.
Thank you, boys.
Oh, wow. So I think the plan here, Tom, was that if it was a guy, then they'd speak to you. But if it was a girl, they'd speak to me.
Yeah, sorry, Anna, you're not doing it for me, mate. I'm a homosexual, so you're going to have to direct everything to Ollie here.
That's okay. I can do that.
Oh. Anna, are you a professional or are you just really good at this?
I do it a lot with my boyfriend, but tonight it's just for you.
Oh, yes.
Oh, my God.
Brilliant.
This is insane. So do you do it because you are long distance or you just do it for fun?
Just for fun. Always for fun.
Well, I was going to say, all right, let's start the process, but I think it's already begun. Give me some of your basic startup lines. Like, what's your go-to to begin with?
So, what are you doing after the show?
Oh, I've got to get some bits for the podcast, and then I'll probably I'm free.
Some bits?
Yeah, some.
Do you want to come home and have some of my bits?
Oh shit! Okay. I'm being brought around to you up to this concept. Maybe Anna, I'm pretty busy, but maybe 10:30 onwards, I might have some time. I don't know.
Oh, it'll be onwards. Don't worry.
Will it be upwards and onwards? Am I right?
Upwards, onwards, inwards, outwards.
What? I don't want to end the bit too soon, but I'm on board. I mean, oh wow, Anna, you're very good at this.
You're a bloody pro, Anna.
Yeah, thank you.
that's his break character.
I better come back and answer the phone.
Oh my God, was that Belle?
Is that Belle, our producer?
Oh my God, it was Belle.
You idiot.
I fell for that.
God
did you,
damn it.
Did we all fall for that?
God damn it, Belle.
Oh my God.
Yeah, nah, I had to do it.
Oh my
God. Producer Belle, what are you doing?
You cheated me into getting excited.
Well, yeah, that was the plan.
Hey, you're pretty good at it, Belle.
Yeah, still, once those bits are done for the podcast, what are you up to?
Well, Belle has set the mark here, and I'm really annoyed because we don't set this kind of stuff up on our show. We don't do that kind of thing.
No.
We're all about the truth. And we're
legit.
All about reality.
Belle, I just wanted to see if I could do it to you.
Well, you've done a bloody good
you
job,
knew
and I'm annoyed.
You could do it, Anna/Belle, you liar.
So 133353. Do you reckon you can beat Belle?
Yeah.
Do you reckon you can be sexier than our producer Belle?
Yeah.
Because I can't just stop there now. We can't just stop with only our producer giving us a call. So 133353. Can you talk sexier than our producer, Belle?
Or if you're a big fan of that and you want to say, that was great, Belle, well done. Maybe you're
call.
In my situation, you're enjoying that. You want to say big ups to Belle, you can do that as well.
Thanks, Belle.
Bye.
133353.
Tom and Ollie, Triple M.
Call now.
Black Crows, Remedy. G'day, it's Tom and Ollie on Triple M. Call now, 133353.
Call right now.
If you can talk dirty to us, if you reckon you can talk dirtier than our producer Belle.
Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's Naughty After Nine.
We've been had, we've been diddled, we've been swaddled, we've been annoyed, we've been pranked by our producer
by
Belle.
The original prankster, Belle Jackson. I mean, you can't beat that. She was really good.
133353. We want you to talk dirty to us. No one's on the phone, by the way. So this is your last chance. We've only got a minute or so left. So 133353. If you think that you can talk dirty, give us a call. Of course,
and
we had Belle
that's
on
why
before.
You say call now.
My favorite part is your reaction to Belle's call.
It was pretty excitable, wasn't it?
It certainly was.
Upwards, onwards, inwards, outwards.
Sounds like a...
It just goes up and up and up, doesn't it?
It certainly does.
Higher and higher.
Upwards, onwards, inwards, outwards.
Mate, that was my verbal reaction. How about the rest of my reaction, though?
I don't have that.
It was a visceral reaction.
Oh, don't.
I'm just saying.
I don't want to know. I don't want to know about that.
Okay. I'm just saying. I'm annoyed that Belle, that was you, because we work together. We can't, even if there was something there, we can't.
It's basically you digging a hole.
I fell off my chair. But Belle, still, what? How about it? Nah, it's all good. Thanks, Belle. That was very impressive.
Nobody else has given us a call. Have you got an idea for a song to end the show with, Ollie? Because nobody's called up on 133353.
I believe in miracles.
Oh.
You sexy thing.
Yeah, but we always play that.
Yeah, it's good though. That or Christina Aguilera, Dirty. It's about time for my arrival.
Jesus Christ.
I need to go to, I need to head home and talk to my girlfriend and just clear some things up.
Upwards, onwards, inwards, outwards.
Fun stuff. Hey, check out the podcast. Tom and Ollie on the podcast up on your phone or triplem.com.au. I said phone, not foam then.
Yeah, good. Promising. Thanks for clarifying. I was unsure. Yep, podcast is up there. We'll see you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow night.
Bye.
Tom and Ollie, Triple M, bye.
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 Belle, come here.